Let me just close with one final thought about the millennium. You know, in the millennium, the Bible says that Jesus Christ will be ruling and reigning with a rod of iron. That doesn't sound like he's going to be playing games. I mean, that sounds like he's going to have all power and authority on this earth. Now, remember we talked a little bit earlier about how Jesus is the Word, and how the Word was with God and the Word was God. And, you know, when we think about the Word of God, a portion of the Word of God would be the books of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, which we call the Law. And the Bible says the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. And we know that a lot of things in those first five books of the Bible were symbolic, were pictures of things to do with the coming of Jesus Christ and his sacrifice. For example, the animal offerings and so forth. We know those things have been done away in Christ. Those things will never be brought back. But there were a lot of laws in the first five books of the Bible that had to do with civil government. For example, just how to order the affairs of a society. For example, if someone steals, what's the punishment? They pay back fourfold, or they pay back fivefold. If someone commits adultery, what's the punishment? Being stoned with stones. If a person commits murder, what's the punishment? Death penalty. These are civic punishments for crimes that take place and that took place during the time when God ruled over the children of Israel in the Old Testament with the system of the judges. Let me tell you something. When Jesus Christ comes back to this earth, he's not going to roll out the United States Constitution and say, all right, everybody, time for a perfect government, time for, you know, the 1,000-year reign of Christ. It's 1776 all over again. Actually, that'd be the Declaration of Independence. You know, it's 1787 all over again. And we're going to have the Constitution of the United States. Who thinks that Jesus is going to use the Constitution of the United States as his model during the millennium? No. This is what he's going to model the government on. It's going to be modeled on Exodus. It's going to be modeled on Deuteronomy. Look, God's law was perfect the first time. It was man that messed it up. And look, it will be the system of the judges that God instituted. It will be the government that God instituted. And guess who the judges are going to be? The saints, the believers, they will be the judges. They will be the rulers of tens, rulers of hundreds, and rulers of thousands. And look, if you want to know what the government's going to be like during the 1,000-year reign of Christ, study God's model of a perfect government in the Mosaic Law. That's what it's going to be like. And he's going to institute the laws that governed civic government. And you say, oh, we're under grace to bring us back under the law. No, no, no. I'm not bringing back the animal sacrifices. I'm not bringing back stuff that was done away in Christ. I'm talking about civic government rules that say, hey, if you murder, you're going to be killed. Or if you steal, you pay back fourfold. There's no prison in the Bible as a punishment for God's people. That was something that man, you know, used. God always used the punishments of death penalty, stripes, meaning a beating, okay, or a monetary fine, paying back fourfold, or exile, being cut off from amongst the people, being kicked out of the nation. Well, here's the thing. When Jesus Christ is ruling and reigning over the whole earth, there's nowhere to be kicked out to. So basically, the punishments are going to be death, beating, and monetary fines. It's really going to be a very libertarian government. If you look at the government that God laid out, it's a very minimal government. I mean, our government today in the United States has so many laws, you couldn't even fit them in this whole auditorium. Even if you printed them in, you know, 6-point font, the books would fill this whole room. Whereas these are all of God's laws. So it's going to be a very minimal government. It's going to be a small amount of laws, but they're going to be enforced with a rod of iron. And it's going to be great. I mean, I can't wait to have that truly free libertarian society. The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I'm not talking about the Libertarian Party. I'm talking about God's libertarian principles of just total freedom, no income tax, no big government, you know, no police state like we have now, not all these codes and statutes and, you know, regulations for everything that you do. Man, it's going to be freedom. But it's going to be God's kind of freedom. There are certain things you can't do. So anyway, just some food for thought about the millennial reign of Christ, of which laws are going to be instituted. The U.S. Constitution? No. The Holy Bible will be the law of the land when Jesus is ruling and reigning. He is the Word. This is what you're going to reign with. And by the way, I'll bet you people who know this book pretty well are probably going to be the ones that he puts in good positions of authority. Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you so much for Revelation 19. It's a great chapter. First of all, just starting out the chapter by praising and glorifying you. Hallelujah. But not only that, it gives us a great image of Christ coming on the white horse with all the saints dressed in white to destroy and defeat the Antichrist and the false prophet, to slaughter the kings of the earth, to slaughter their armies, and to set up a perfect and just thousand-year reign. Father, please just shine the light of the glorious gospel through this preaching and through your word, and help many people to be saved through your word being preached door to door and from the pulpit, dear God, that they would not be on the wrong side of this battle. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen.